Concussion Consciousness. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Concussions in sports continue to receive more attention than ever before, and rightfully so. Head injuries can be devastating, especially if we don't know how to recognize the signs and symptoms or how to deal with them, or have that old caveman attitude that you'll get over getting your bell rung. Let's get one thing straight. Bell rung equals concussion. Anyone who tells someone that they'll be okay after just getting their bell rung is putting that person's life in danger. This is the third year that high school sports in Michigan have had protocols on the books in all sports regarding concussions. The interscholastic athletic community has been way out in front of all other levels of youth sports in having education and enforcement elements in place, and we're already at the forefront dealing with these types of injuries long before the pro football community finally came out of the closet and acknowledged that it had a problem. Here's a summary of those concussion protocols. First, referees don't make any determination about concussions. If an official notices a player acting unusual, notification to the team bench of that fact is all that takes place. It's up to the school, which has the primary responsibility for the well-being of its athletes, to remove the child from the game and have its designated personnel evaluate the situation. If the school determines that the player can return to the game, the bench informs the officials and the player returns to the game as allowed by contest rules. If the school determines that the child should be withheld for a possible concussion, that youngster is finished for that day of competition and cannot return on a subsequent day until a doctor provides that release in writing. There are penalties for playing a youngster before that release is granted. As for education, there's a lot that has been done and there's a lot of people to reach. The MHSAA, for the past 2 years, has included a concussion education element in its required rule meetings in most sports for coaches and officials, and there's a bevy of resources available on the MHSAA website. This year, the concussion education is being provided by University of Michigan NeuroSport. An online course is available for high school coaches, youth sports coaches, parents, and athletes at MichiganNeuroSport.com. It's important for everyone to learn the signs and symptoms, because 9 times out of 10, a concussion occurs without someone being knocked out. And often, symptoms don't manifest themselves until after the event is over, or even a day after the event is over. It's also important to remember that while well-fitting equipment and training regimens are hedges against concussions, they won't prevent them. Headgear prevents cracked skulls, and mouth guards prevent cracked teeth, but they don't prevent concussions. Imagine your head as a pitcher of water filled with ice cubes. Put something around it like a helmet. When it gets hit, the ice cubes still move around. That's exactly what happens to the brain when the head takes a hit, or an athlete's body is whipped around quickly or violently. We must take all the protective steps that we can, but knowing all the time that concussions will still happen. It takes a team effort to tackle concussions. That means coaches, players, parents, anyone affiliated with the team are all armed with the knowledge to know how to recognize the signs and symptoms and how to effectively deal with them. You can get all of this information on the MHSAA, U of M NeuroSport, and Brain Injury Association of Michigan websites. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.